Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 305. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. A bunch of guys on the show talking about a bunch of apps. And the goal of the show is to help you guys discover new apps that you can install on your phones, devices, refrigerators, etc., whatever you got. We love to have developers come on the show every once in a while and talk about what they're doing with their apps, how they created them, what's new, what's for the future. And we absolutely have a developer on the show. In this case, a cool developer. Joining us from Cape Horizon, that is the developer name, it's not a location, Jules Malseed Harris, joining us, the creator of Our Home, the Chores and Rewards app. Hey, Jules, thanks for coming on the show.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Tell us a little bit about your app development company and the stuff you're doing.
Yeah, so I started an app development company about a year and a half ago with an old schoolmate. And we got together with a small team of developers and designers and decided to create an app called FareShare, actually, for share houses, which we launched at the start of last year. And since then, we've had about 25,000 downloads and users. And so it's had moderate success. But we had a lot of families using it who then asked us to modify it for the family context. So we spent the majority of the second half of last year doing that. And we launched Our Home about 8 weeks ago, and that's been growing extremely quickly. And it took 3 weeks to eclipse FareShare. Already has over 10,000 registered users, thousands of monthly actives, and lots of engagement. So, yeah, it's really just a household management app, a way in which, you know, an all-in-one organizer for families that results in parents really never needing to nag their kids to do things again. So there's a reward system that means that things just get done. And in the longer term, we hope that kids will become more responsible and more successful in their later life.
It's very cool. It preps children in the correct way, how business and society works. So it's really cool. You know, I don't have kids, but the other guys do. So they could probably speak more to it than me. But I think it's a really cool app.
I haven't used it yet because I think my kids are too old for it.
How old are your kids?
15 and 13. And they don't, I don't know, maybe.
We say 5 to 15. So, you know, you might still have a brief window of opportunity there.
All right.
Do you have some other system that you use at all to motivate them at the moment?
I can't talk about it on the air.
good answer. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Yeah. So
what about you, Dor?
Yes, I to be honest used it on both kids because now both of my children have tablets, nothing special tablets, just tablets. And I basically told them, I did it right too. I first showed them Goat Simulator on my phone, where I said, huh, looks cool, doesn't it? Huh? And they're like, it's awesome. Because I'll tell you now, in Goat Simulator, they interrupted a baseball practice. They went underneath the pitching machine and they carried around the pitching machine on their back as a goat and they were shooting balls at people. So I thought it was fantastic. So I said, okay, fine. You guys want that? You can earn it. So I literally put it in the app. I had them be responsible for making their bed, keeping their room clean, starting out small kind of thing. And it worked very well. They both were very happy to show me and tell me that they met the goal. And I switched. I said, no, you have to do it in the app. You don't come tell me. You just mark
it. Yeah. Well, exactly. Like, so the app gives a lot of flexibility in terms of the rewards you can put in. It might be some goat simulator or whatnot, or it might be we've got one family in down here in Melbourne that have actually got a family trip to Japan as their big, you know, / prize. Wow. The kids are motivated to work towards over the next sort of 6 months. And so, you know, that's got them very focused on that. And other parents just link it in with pocket money. They might put it in with, you know, screen time or getting a new tablet or, you know, staying up late or going out with friends. Whatever you want to put in as parents, you can put in. And obviously whatever works most effectively with motivating the kids.
So you actually report when you're done through the app.
Like, correct.
The kids actually write when they're done. Really cool, man. Tell us more about the app. Like, what are some of the features of it?
So the main feature is the task list, where you've got basically your daily to-dos. And so you'll be able to see all the things that members of your family need to do. Generally, parents don't put in their to-dos, but the to-dos for the kids. And it might be, say, 5, 10, 15 different tasks to do that day. They can tick them off as they go. So by the end of the day, parents can see what's left outstanding or what's been done. And then it has all the traditional stuff that a task-based app has in terms of scheduling it, scheduling tasks in terms of assigning them and all that type of stuff. Then there's the reward section, which, as mentioned before, it's very flexible. Parents can put in whatever they like. And the last of three sections, well, there's a profile where you can see each individual person, what they've done. You can like it, you can comment on it, engage with that content. It's really like a private social network for the family. And the last two sections are a shopping list. Shopping list is pretty similar in design to the task list, but obviously just for your daily groceries or your weekly sort of shop. And then that's pretty much it, really. So it's a fully featured sort of household organizer, but the main focus at this point in time for us is on nailing the chores and rewards side of things.
Right. Well, I have to just correct you real quick. Tasks are not just for children, because my son came up to me and said, "Dad, you need to add another task." I said, "Oh, that's great. He wants to do more stuff. He wants to earn more stuff." And I picked up the phone. I opened up the app. I said, "Okay, you know what kind of task do I have to do? It's now time for you to install Goat Simulator." So you need. So he insisted I make it as a task for myself, and he optioned to only give me like 10 points on the rewards.
There we go. I think awesome. I like your son already. Sounds like he's a savvy boy.
Yeah.
Does it work cross-platform too? Like, say, if your kids have an iPad or iPods and you have an Android phone?
Yeah. It's all updated in real time and syncs across both iOS and Android. We've got a few people that have been asking for other platforms, but across those two platforms, you're looking at over 90% of the market. So we're really just focused on making sure that we're serving Android users and iOS users really well.
Nice. I see. And when they make the right number of points, do they get to pick the reward that they want?
Yeah, exactly. They can choose what reward. Like, obviously, they can be different points associated with each reward. But if they've got 100 points and there's two rewards that cost less than 100 points, just like in general society, they can choose what they purchase.
Wow. That's really cool.
You know what? You got me talked into it, Jules. I think I'm gonna try it on them. I may still have a window, like you said, to get them.
Strangely enough, there's quite a few teenage or parents with teenage children that have been using it. So we're always assuming it'd be the very young children, the sort of 5 to 8 year olds. But we don't ask for the age of people using it, so we don't know exactly. But based on the feedback we've been getting through our support email, there does seem to be a lot of families with teenage children. So you'll need to change the tasks that they're doing or the chores, and you obviously need to adjust the rewards accordingly. But I'm sure you know your kids better than anyone else and can work that all out. So, that's exciting if you give it a go. Let us know how you find it.
Oh, I will. I'll definitely report back on the show to these guys anyway, too.
What kind of rewards are you thinking, Eric?
Money, I think. Maybe because they're not really limited with like game time or like Xbox or computer time. They're pretty much unlimited on that now. So the only thing I've got is money. I could use car keys soon, so that could be a
car key
if you want.
Yeah. Because kids can drive in America from the age of 16, can't they?
16, yeah. My daughter's 15. She can drive with a parent now.
I see.
How is it in Australia?
We're a little bit backwards and forwards with cars and alcohol. We can't drive till we're 18, but we can drink at 18 as well. So we're a couple of years behind in terms of driving and a couple of years ahead in terms of drinking.
It's good that you matched those two things up on the exact same time.
Happy birthday to me.
Here's a card. Here's a beer.
Yeah. No, you're not allowed to drink and drive until you're 21. Then you're only allowed to have two drinks and that's it. But 18 to 21, no drinking.
Okay.
Wow. Hey, I got a question too. You were talking about your original app called fair share.
Yeah.
What's a share house? I'm not familiar with that term.
Okay. So in America, I think it's generally referred to as roommates living together. In Australia, for whatever reason, we call it housemates. Okay. But it's basically, you know, it can be college kids living in a shared dorm, or it can be young, you know, just out of college, early professionals living in a house together. And that's an environment I've been living in for about 10 years now and understand it relatively well. And so that's the original impetus for the whole idea came out of that. We had a point system running here for the last 8 years with a 7-person house and just ran extremely effectively. Like if you do more work than the average, you know, you pay a little bit less in rent. And if you do less work than the average, then you pay a little bit more. And so everyone was like, well, wow, this is really fair. So there's never any sort of, you know, undercurrents of tensions and gripes and the like. And the house is clean pretty much all the time. The pantry and the fridge are stocked pretty much all the time. And 5 or 6 nights a week, someone will cook a big meal for the entire house. So lots of people came to me, you know, over 2006 through to 2011 and were saying, like, why don't you turn this paper-based Excel printout system into a website? And I'm like, no one's ever going to want to enter this information into a website. But once there were enough smartphones out there, where pretty much everyone now has a smartphone, I was like, well, this could work as an app. So it was about 2.5 years ago, quit the job and started working on that. And that took about a year and a half. And we're like, okay, the share house market or the roommate market, if we want to call it that, was only around about 3, 4, maybe 5% of the population. So it's pretty small. But that's where we sort of developed the initial idea, got the processes right, got the designs right, and then now we've just sort of, you know, refocused on the family market, which in many countries is over 50% of households. So it's a much bigger market that we're going after.
So you said you quit your job when you started developing this app?
I did. Yeah, I quit my job about 2.5 years ago now. So I've been as my mother likes to refer to me occasionally, unemployed for a while, but doing what I love and creating something that I hope provides value in the world to other people. So we'll see how it all pans out.
Yeah, man. Well, you're still alive. Well done.
Yeah, just getting by.
I know that feeling. Trust me.
Yeah.
That's cool about how ShareHouse kind of developed into the new app.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just really now working out how to get it out there, how to, you know, spread the word, and there's a serious prospect that we'll have to move across to the US. It's like, you know, if this does become a big success, then its chances are much more likely in California or anywhere in the US, but obviously especially Silicon Valley, than it is down here in Australia. So we're open to the idea of moving over, but it just depends on whether we can raise money and then go on and get enough users that this is a serious product.
Yeah. Well, you should request commissions whenever the parents assign rewards. You guys get a percentage of the reward.
Yeah. We're actually not entirely sure of our business model yet, which could be a problem, I suppose, further down the track. But we do think commissions is the best path if we can get a shopping listing going with, you know, Delicious being integrated with the app. So
I see that. That'll work.
Yeah.
Instead of stealing the kids' allowance, that's a better idea.
If you could get into the schools or, you know, somehow get in front of the people, like in newsletters at the school or something, maybe that would be a good way to gain a lot of eyes on your app.
Yeah, we're actually thinking about integrating with schools in terms of homework for students. So a teacher, you know, puts in the homework that their 20 to 30 students want to do. It automatically then gets populated into the Our Home Learning section. And so parents can see when a piece of homework's due, how long it's expected to take, and it becomes the primary communication tool between teachers and the parents of their students. And so that's something we've been working on for a little while now. We're not talking too much more about it than that, but we do think that integration with schools will be important.
That's, you know, cool.
My daughter in high school, they do a lot of collaborative projects, and it seems like it usually comes down to one person who does most of the work because their parents can get them to the craft store to buy whatever parts they need for this project, or, you know, they, for whatever reason, one person does the most. And the share house model would really help out on something like that, where when it comes down to grading it, that if one person did all the work and three people are getting the grade for it, then they could at least show their hours or something.
Exactly, exactly. So it sort of it links in a little bit with the quantified self movement. So you know the niche of people in society that really like to you know quantify things. Myself definitely being one of them. Then this sort of plays into that sort of psychology.
Yeah, it's a really good, smart way to go. I mean, I look at people who quantify everything they do, and I'm jealous of them because it's really smart. You can track your statistics. I'm not one of them, and I wish I was. So this app might help me out. I might set some rewards for myself. Like I could go buy a laptop.
Someone once told me, I think when Einstein went across from Europe and moved to America in the 30s and he started lecturing at Princeton, apparently, he had a sign behind his desk which said, often the things that count can't be counted and the things that don't count can be counted. And so it's a bit of a mouthful, but basically I think that you can, you know, be quantifying a whole lot of stuff that's of no value. And sometimes the things that are of most value you can't quantify. So it's something to always be mindful of.
Yeah, that's interesting. I never thought of that. But yeah, we do count the dumbest things, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. So
stairs, like it's going to change.
Hopefully this isn't one of them, though. Hopefully, you know, quantifying what people have done in the home and contributions they made is an important and valuable thing to be quantifying. We certainly believe that it is. We have a vested interest in saying that, but we did actually think that before we built what we built, and the results are suggesting that others also find it very valuable.
Was FairShare your first app that you made?
Yeah, that's right. It was. So I'm not a developer. Pretty much everyone else on the team can do at least some coding, and there are three full-time coders. That's not true. There's three coders, of which we've got about 1.5 to 2 full-time equivalents. So we're pretty flexible in the working arrangements within the team. But yeah, I've just always been the view technology is where it's at. As Mark Andreessen says, technology is eating the world, and the one industry after another. And we were like, well, the opportunity is in terms of the household graph, as we refer to it. And so we were like, well, let's develop something for that space.
It's brilliant. It is brilliant. I love the app. I wish everybody used it. Our economy would, I think, straighten out, to be honest.
Well, small, one step at a time.
Yeah. Very cool. Do you, Eric or Dory, you have anything to ask before we end off the show today?
I was just going to ask, is there any updates or upgrades that you can see that are going to be done to the app in the near future?
Well, we put through a major update about a week ago on Android. It's just come through, you know, a week later. It's actually 2 weeks almost now later on iOS. So they're both out, which has made it a lot easier for parents or children, for that matter, to upvote tasks. So we've got a very, you know, sort of basic Reddit type, you know, feature where tasks that haven't been done that may need to be done, a parent can just upvote them into the to-do list. And there's also increased permissions. So a parent can shut down their child from being able to add tasks or edit them or delete them, whereas the default is that it's very open. So we've sort of got an Android-type philosophy to openness, saying openness is our default. It's the way we want the system to run. But if parents want to, you know, have a greater degree of control over what their kids can and can't do, then they have the option of doing that. So they're the two major features in the most recent update. In terms of future updates, we probably won't do anything else in January per se. But in February, we've got a few things that we may be releasing then.
Very cool. Awesome. Really cool stuff, man. Really great app. I'm sure it's just going to keep getting more and more downloads, and can't wait to see what else you got coming down the line.
I can't wait to try it. I didn't know if maybe this just popped in my head while I was listening to you. Sometimes when I listen to app developers and I just think, what would I do if I could do this app? I thought maybe add the camera into it where you can take a picture of the room clean before the little sister goes and destroys it again to show, hey, mom, I actually did clean it, but, you know, Jenny
documented evidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't going to mention this before, but I'll mention it now. We're literally developing on the ability for parents and kids, for that matter, to add photos to what they've done, because it's a good suggestion, Eric, and you're not the first person to suggest that. So we are looking to include that in the near future.
Good call, Eric.
Well, then I'll say two things. One, I'll happily pay for the ability to block selfies. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's true too.
But I'll say this in very literally, Jules, thank you for the opportunity to communicate more with my kids and not having to repetitively tell them to do things over and over again. I'm the kind of parent, I actually like to talk to my children. I don't like to say, what are you doing? Ain't you supposed to be doing this? Ain't you supposed to be doing that? Get that done. You need to get that done. I don't like saying that kind of thing. So I like the fact that I have an app that can remind them of things that need to get done so I can just, you know, hang with them and play video games.
Yeah, well, that's interesting you say that, because when we initially designed the system 8 years ago in a pen and paper version, just with our roommates, it was basically the view was that we need to get the finances right of how we split, you know, the cost of rent and bills and shopping in the house. That's pretty easy to do. Most people get that right. The second thing is to get the chores right, because if we then get that right, where people don't need to nag one another, then it's just socialization. You're just literally, you know, socializing with people, not about the silly things about who's paid what or who's done what, but you're socializing about, you know, what you've been up to on that day, what you're doing, what are your ideas about X, Y, or Z. And we think the same is true for families. If we can get rid of 80 to 90% of discussions between parents and children about, oh, Johnny, can you do this? Oh, Sarah, can you do that? And just have, you know, all that stuff effectively automated where there's no more nagging, then we think you can get a flourishing of discussions between parents and children. So that's sort of the underlying sort of philosophical goal, I suppose, of where we hope this can take the family dynamic with those that use it.
Right. I love it, man. Really, really cool goal.
Excellent.
Awesome. Did we miss anything, Jules? Did you want to say anything else before we end off?
No, all I'd say is, yeah, heading over with my business partner, my co-founder, Ollie May, and I are heading over to the US on Sunday, and we'll be based there for a couple of months, and we're really excited to get over stateside and see where we can take this.
Good luck, man. I'm sure you guys will do great.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for all the help, and thanks for taking the time to talk about it.
Absolutely.
No problem. And I just want to remind everyone, completely free, no in-app purchases. It's very literally an app you use, digest, and it's nothing but value that comes out of it.
Well, we hope to keep it that way for forever is the intention. So, you know, let's hope we can.
Yeah, it sounds great. The app is Our Home Chores and Rewards from Cape Horizon. Go to the Play Store, download it right now. All right, that's going to be it for Android App Addicts for this week, this day. See you guys next time.